You rock with the kid, B. Willie the Truth, your favorite homie on the radio. Keep it 10 times 10, 100. Man, you know today, I'm excited about this because I have a comedy legend in the building with me. You've probably seen him on Living Color. You've seen him on Booty Call, Woo. Now, the list goes on, and especially for me and my generation, the Proud Family, okay?
Today!
Hey, you did the voice already, so you know who I have in the building. I have Tommy Davidson. How you doing? How you doing?
Sugar Mama!
Now, the crazy part is, I'm glad you did that because I was going to ask you to do it for me.
I'm going to ask you to
do that after because back in the day when we was in school, we had this girl, her name was Trudy, and we all just used to
is
do
that. Is that right? All right, Trudy, you better be watching.
Hey, I'm going to send it to her, too.
All right.
Now, Tommy, now the thing is, I'm so glad you came to Youngstown.
Hey, I have jokes, we'll travel.
Hey, I'm glad.
I have jokes, we'll travel. I don't remember coming here, but I'm sure I have been. Mm-hmm. Over the years, because I've been here for 35 years doing the whole country, the whole world. So, you know, there's Akron, there's Columbus.
Yeah.
There's all the Ohios. I don't remember coming to Youngstown, but I knew y'all was here.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you knew was here.
Because I just keep hearing from these athletes that go pro, and I'm like, where the hell is Youngstown? What the hell is in the water?
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, these brothers coming out and playing.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You know?
Youngstown, we are known for athletes. And also, we know for the Ohio players. I heard
we just talking about them.
I heard.
We just talking about them. My best friend is Diamond from Ohio Players, the drummer.
Okay.
So, you know, I got my first album for Christmas was Honey.
Okay.
The Ohio Players, so.
Hey, so.
I'm official. You know?
Yeah,
I'm official Ohio.
Hey, we appreciate you, okay?
You know?
Now, you official Ohio right there. If you know about the Ohio Players, then you are official, okay?
Oh, come on. I know about Faizo.
Okay.
I'm riding high. Riding high on the highway.
That's what.
Riding high. I know about Slave.
You know about Slave?
Come on now.
Hey.
Come on. Steve Harrington. La 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 who does a riff like that in a song?
Hey, nobody. That's the
come
thing.
On, man.
Hey, so you know, you
Lakeside.
Know.
Come on, you look like the lead singer from Lakeside.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He said I look like the lead singer from Lakeside earlier.
But
hey, man, you know, that's the joint. Yeah,
this is the thing, though. See how you did all that? You see how you did all those different voices and singing? Now I found out recently that you started off as a singer. Not a comedian.
I did. I was a kid though. I was like 6 when I started singing.
6.
Went all around the Maryland, D.C. area, won every talent show you can think of. Singing was my passion. You know, then I got about 12. I wanted to do what all the other dudes was doing, play sports and all this stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I let it go. Plus, my mother told me, I told her I want to be like the Jackson 5. And grown men used to come to my house, ask me to go and play with their band. They knew that I could sing really well.
Oh, you was nice like
that.
But
she said, you ain't doing that.
Okay.
You're not doing that. And I said, well, Michael Jackson got mini bikes and can travel the world. And I used to think my mother was crazy. But my mother, one day, she got tired of me talking about that. She looked me in my face. She leaned down. She said, Michael Jackson going to be messed up now. And you ain't. You're going to finish school, and then you're going to do what you want to do after that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I used to think she was crazy, crazy, crazy. I actually met him, too, in my whole career. I did. He called me, like, during the Christmas holidays and wanted me to MC a show at his house where he had a whole concert going and everything, and I finally met him. So it really went, like, full circle, really.
Okay.
And so I didn't get back into music, but I always was into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always into music. I was always playing it. I knew what I'm doing. But I got into comedy by accident. My buddy Howard, who grew up with me, he worked at the worst strip club in D.C.
Strip club?
I was like 18, 19.
Uh-huh.
And I got a job at the Ramada Inn as an assistant chef at 19, you know. And I called him. I said, I got that job. He said, you crazy, man. He said, you should be in Hollywood, man. I keep telling you. You've been telling me since I'm 8 years old. Like, hey, you got something. You can be like Eddie Murphy. You can do whatever you want to do. I was like, get out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, He took the bus to my house one time, knocked on the door, said, we're going there now. I had a little Datsun B210, and it broke down. So he got up at the bus stop, was like, I'll see you next week. I had to go when he came the second time. When I got there, the dude that he worked for, he asked, is this the guy you keep telling me about? And he said, yeah. He said, well, you got 5 minutes, young man. And I looked at my friend Howard, right? True story. I said, man, well, what am I supposed to say? Yeah. And he looked at me and said, I don't care what you say. Just go up there and say something. And from the first thing I said, I swear to you, people laughed.
First, do you remember what you said,
though? Yeah, I remember what I said. I said, my mother used to make us clean up the kitchen for the whole weekend because we had roaches.
Okay.
You know? And so she said, if y'all clean up the kitchen, we had no roaches.
Okay, that
so
makes sense.
She started taking the weekends away from us. You know how that was for kids.
Uh-huh.
So we did it, and lo and behold, we didn't have no roaches.
Okay, all right.
But they started eating our couch.
That's, okay. Okay, all right. I see what you said.
No, because me and my sister went to watch cartoons, and we heard all this scratch noise, and we pulled the couch pillow up, and they just moved.
The whole couch?
Yeah.
They ate the whole couch?
Yeah. I'm not lying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that's the first thing you said.
That's the first thing I said, yeah. And they rolled, and I went from there, and I already knew how to do all these singers.
Okay.
I already knew how to do all that stuff, but I didn't really know the technique of comedy. I just knew I could do Barry White, whatever, babe.
Hey.
Earl, gotta have it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a smooth Barry right there.
I can do Al, you know. Let me see you sing, baby.
Hey.
As we band together.
Hey.
I'm never loving you. All of it. Al Jarreau, you know.
Al Jarreau.
Yeah, Al Jarreau. We're in this love together. We got a time that lasts forever.
Hey, man.
You know, Lou Rawls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never find.
Hey.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
A head as big as mine. Ding, ding, ding. Lionel Richie. Mm. All of that, man. All of it. Sail on. Honey. Good times, hey. Never felt so good.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
On and on.
You got everybody give a
on and on.
That, hey.
On and on.
You're a human jukebox.
Hey, man. Hey.
You're
Rick,
a human jukebox.
Rick James.
I never heard you do Rick James. I
Come
never heard
now.
An impersonation of Rick James. I got to hear this one.
I love you, Mary Jane.
Hey.
Mary. I love you, baby, 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 baby. Mary, don't play no games.
Go ahead.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you crazy? Do you? Oh, I can't sing. My
do
bad.
You, my do you? Do you? Do you?
I do that one more time.
Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you?
Man, hey,
now
ask
do you.
You
think?
Okay. I want to ask you real quick. Because of all those, well, all those voices that you do, and these impersonations. Now
he ain't seen that before. Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? He in that blunt. Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you?
Okay.
Yeah.
So with all those personations that you do, and seeing that you could do all those voices, now the thing is, are you going to be doing those tonight?
It's by request, but I think I'm going to.
Okay.
I can take. Well, I'm more like a doctor, you know. Like I come in, I look at the audience, and I go, okay, I'm gonna write this prescription for them. You know, but you never really know. So I'll go out there thinking one thing, and then they'll change it. Like I'm one of those kind of comics that the people can change my act.
Oh, so you observe.
Because, well, I'll give you what you're willing to let me give you. You see?
Okay.
Now, if you're going to be, you know, what are you going to do? And all this, I might have to come right at you. You know what I mean? I'm going to do this. And now you're mad or whatever. You know?
Okay.
You just don't know what the atmosphere is going to be. It could be a bunch of older people who are just like, man, I can't wait to hear something good. Because life at home is getting kind of crazy. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can see some youngins or whatever and say, okay, I gotta kind of stay like the internet. You know, I gotta be unilateral about my comedy. It's like I gotta play it from shotgun instead of under the center.
Okay.
Cause you guys' minds are different. And I accept that. So y'all think different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll make a mistake. A generation will make a mistake thinking that the younger generation need to be like them. They need to be like they are so that we can have balance.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I can't be going and saying this, that. I need to be complimentary. Like, let me show them my view of what I see. You know, like the music was different when I was y'all age. So Drake can come out with a song when his heart broke, but he sounded like a little boy to me, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, you know, you call me on my cell phone.
Hey, that's a banger, though.
Late night when you
that's
need
a banger, though.
My love.
Tommy, that's a
call
banger, though.
Call me on my cell phone. I'll show you what's a banger after this. I mean, I know in the holly bling. That don't mean nothing, anything.
Hey.
Right? All right, he like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, hey, all that cake you got, get off a cell phone. You know what I'm saying? And stop trolling her anyway, because you Drake. You know what I'm saying? Right.
What's he doing?
You know, yeah.
You know who you are.
So it's like, I come from that thing. Like, you know, a lot of brothers that when I was growing up didn't have a whole lot of money like them they got now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they had to come from another direction. They couldn't say, hey, hit me on my cell phone. Wasn't no cell phone. Right, so we really had to talk to him, not no phone. We had to talk to him directly.
Oh,
so we hang on. It been too long.
Okay.
Hold on. Talking. You got to understand me. So I can understand you.
Okay.
You got to hang on in there. Yeah.
I mean,
that's a brother trying to get the rent paid and all that.
Trying to get the rent paid.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so the thing about that is, I see what you're saying. That generation, you guys did
right,
have to
so,
go.
But if I come in just doing that,
then
I might lose their focus.
Yeah.
So I come in knowing what they know.
Mm.
And accepting it for what it is.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And that's just all the components that come with comedy. Comedy and music are different, you know?
Okay.
Music has to deal with the heart. So you can talk about emotions and stuff like that. Comedy has to deal with the mind.